This is Tall Boy Radio. Each week, your hosts, Beans, Gaz and Andy, grab a beer and discuss whatever it is that's on our minds. We try to keep things uncomplicated. The premise for this podcast is as simple as we are. Not only can you listen to us at tallboyradio.com and on every podcast platform, you can also watch the video version on YouTube. Just search for Tall Boy Radio or click on the link on our website. If you have a story and want to feature on the show or just want to get in touch, drop us an email at mail@tallboyradio.com or leave us a comment on social media. At Tallboy Radio on Twitter and Facebook, and at Tallboy Radio Podcast on Instagram. Or you can leave us a message on the Anchor app, which we can play on the show. Right, the show is about to begin, so go grab yourself a cold one, kick back, and enjoy. Welcome back to episode 104 of the Tallboy Radio Podcast. Hope you tuned in last week where we talked to Lou about lupus and how it affects men and those who are affected by the illness, and hopefully gave you a little bit of an insight into an illness that probably we knew nothing about. Tonight we've got another guest, but before we introduce him, let's say hello to Gaz.
Hi guys, really looking forward to this. Always love having guests on our podcast and new guests that we enjoy sort of hitting up on some various social medias and stuff. Tonight I am drinking a BrewDog. I don't know if you can quite see this. So BrewDog, there you go, out of a Leff glass. And just in case that one goes, I do have another one as a backup just in case. So I'm looking forward to this, guys, and seeing where it leads.
Good work, good work. Well, I am drinking a beer from Buxton Brewery, and it is called the Original Forest Fruits Ice Cream Imperial Stout. And it's a very, very questionable label. It could be ice cream, could well be something else, but I tell you what, it's an absolute gem of a beer, 10%, so it really hits the mark nice and raucous. Now, you probably noticed there's no Andy tonight. He is unfortunately away on family matters, but he'll be back with us next week. Don't you worry about that. But we are, as I said, joined by a guest, and we are joined by probably the hardest working man in podcast land. Somebody, if you're familiar with Instagram, you'll have seen his posts and his memes and everything. So without further ado, let's say hello. I don't know where to say Steve or Mega Man, whichever you like.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, I just thank you for inviting me on. I just want to say one thing. My lady drank all my beers, so I have no beers in the fridge. So sorry about that. I see you guys drinking. I was like, I had a whole bunch of good craft beers, but I just want you to, I just want to say thank you for inviting me on. And, you know, I just been really, really busy with work, but also with podcasts. To me, podcasts is one thing I do take serious. I trying to get my name out there much as I can, and this is the first time doing a podcast out of the United States, so thank you for inviting me on.
Oh no, thank you for coming.
Absolute pleasure, thanks for joining us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like we said, you know, might be no beer, but you are on the west coast of America, so it's what, 11 a.m there?
Yeah, 11 a.m yeah. Then like, yes, last night I worked overnight from like 10 p.m. all the way until like 8 a.m. and wow, Took a little power nap. Now we're here right now doing the podcast.
Oh, fair play to you.
I've just noticed you might not be drinking, but you are sporting, is it a brewing company sort of hoodie? Mm-hmm. I have just noticed that. Yeah, get the merch out there. Is that 10 Mile Brewing Company? Is that right? Yeah.
10 Miles Brewing Company. They're based out of Signal Hills, California. You know, it's still city of Long Beach. It's maybe driving distance, maybe right, like 10 minutes away. I know them personally. It's a father and son who owns the brewery, Dan and Jesse. Oh. They make very, very delicious beers. Probably, you know, they were home brewers, then they, you know, made it to a family thing to, you know, make beers and everything. And the beers are very delicious. I never had a complaint. And it's right here at the corner. So right now there's a lot of good breweries opening up in the city of Long Beach. I think right now we have a total of, 12 breweries. And I think another 6 or 7 years, they're going to add another 15 or 20 more breweries. So right now the city's in Long Beach is going to be the main attraction for breweries. Because right now a lot of the breweries are based out of Torrance, where you have like Monkish, Smock City, Strass Company, you know, Dudes. There's a lot of good breweries out in Torrance. So that's the Beer Bermuda Triangle. So now that Beer Bermuda Triangle is now going to be moving to the city of Long Beach now.
Oh, cool. Wow. Cool.
Sounds good.
I am a little bit familiar with the Bermuda Triangle, although I've never visited California or any part of that world. But I do listen to the Purposefully Curious podcast.
And yes.
Mary, in fact, Mary, you've had Mary on your podcast, haven't you?
I had Mary on the podcast. Yeah, I think she just came back from breaks. I think she just did an episode with her co-host, I think, talking about the life of Betty White.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've listened to a bit of that one today. I'm going to finish it off on my commute to work tomorrow. So, yeah. So, we're familiar a little bit with the Bermuda Triangle. So, like I say, that's one of the things you do. You do something, don't you, called Beer of the Week. And you share your favorite. So, you're pretty big time into it. You enjoy sort of craft beers and different beers as well, aren't you? So, what's your go-to beer then? What's the sort of beer you're looking for? What variety?
Oh, right now we're still kind of in winter, so my palate is still like a stouts, or red ale, barrel age and all. But if I'm really kind of like not trying to get a little too crazy, or, I just kind of stick with like a QBA, like a Pilsner beer. Shout outs to Cellas Mundial. They have a new beer. It's like a purple cad beer, like a Lakers, and it's a QBA beer. But mostly just drinking like a lot of Pilsners, still like some leftover Christmas beers. It's a black owned brewery called Crowns and Hops, and they had this Christmas sleigh beer, and it's a hazelnut caramel kind of like beer. And, you can make that as a beer float, but a lot of the Imperial Stouts, from the Christmas holidays, everyone's trying to get rid of the holiday beers. So that's when a lot of the beer stores, they would DM me like, hey, Mega Man, I still have some of these beers. I'm going to cut the price. I need to get rid of them. They're still good still. The beers and everything is just that I know you're into the Imperial Stouts. I'm trying to get rid of them so I can bring on another full load of craft beers, for their inventory, to get ready, I think, for the spring and all that stuff.
No, awesome. Well, the beer I'm drinking tonight, like I say, is Buxton Brewery. So that's not too far from us, like where we are in the UK. As Gaz will tell you, we're quite rural here, and Buxton's even more rural than us. So yeah, there's a couple of brewers nearby. Titanic's probably the nearest one.
You got Beartown as well, which is quite close.
Yeah, Beartown and Congleton as well. Yeah, yes. So we're quite fortunate to have a couple of decent brewers, like I say. Buxton, though, their beers are available all around the UK now. I don't know if they've made it to the States. Probably not. They're probably a bit too small time. But I tell you what, they do some great beers. They do some great dark beers as well. That's important.
That's what I'm talking about. I love dark beers. Anything, coming out from the UK, I just want to try it. Like the dark beers. There's like if anything that's kind of more darker than a Guinness, I'm down to drink it.
Yeah. Well, we had a go, didn't we, guys, at making our own beer. For the 1 year anniversary of the podcast, we did our own beer, and I've got to be honest, it didn't turn out so good. Did it? We did a golden ale.
A golden ale sort of thing, and it was. It was okay, I wouldn't have sort of passed it over to family members or friends and gone, here, look at this. This is brilliant. This tastes beautiful. You have some. It was not necessarily a one-time sort of drink sort of thing, but we enjoyed it. It was a bit of a laugh on it, and we had a drink, and it was okay, but it's not one that we perhaps would mass market. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's the first step for everything. I always wanted to make my own beer, but I was too scared, too hesitant, because some of the craft beer people, they'll just keep it very honest and very blunt with you. Like, hey, this is no good. So that's why I'm kind of like, that's okay. I'll just be a beer drinker. I don't want to be a beer maker.
Now, listen, I think it might have been our faces on the label might have turned it a little sour. That might have
gone. Yeah, maybe so.
It was a guy with the orange beard.
We'll play him.
It's a shame he's not here. But you obviously like the plum porter, don't you? That's one. That's a proper beer that you really, really, really enjoy, and you talk about that a lot.
I love a fruit flavored stout or porter. Actually, this one is like fruits of the forest. You know what I mean?
I tried a chocolate cherry porter, like a stout beer. Oh, yeah. So delicious. The porters, I like them kind of more medium, but not too heavy.
Yeah.
But the chocolate cherry porter beer, I think it was like a 10%, 11.
Yeah.
And I like it. It's cool,
Yeah.
It's strange because we've spoken to a sort of a couple of guests from America across the pond as such. And a lot of the time they talk about just having, I suppose, what they would class as like a light beer, mm-hmm. whereas you sound like you are sort of proper into the sort of full-on, full-bodied, mm-hmm. which we would drink, I suppose, more of. And if you listen to any of our sort of past podcasts, you know, mm-hmm. Adam and Andy in particular go for their 9%, 10%, 11%, 12% beers, you know. So you're probably one of the first guys that we've had on from over the pond that is like, yeah, give it to me, you know, give me more.
Yeah, I always like strong, you know, like strong and like, you know, like imperial stout beers and stuff. But yeah, if you want something really light, you know, lately I've been drinking a Pilsner. They're from Canada. It's called Labatt Blue.
I
like that one. It's pretty decent. It's only like what, a 4.7, I think, a 4.3, I think. But there's also another one called, it's a Starberry Blonde. We have a brewery out here called Belmont Brewery, and the beer, it's a very light beer. It's a blonde. It's a 4.2, 4.3, but it tastes like strawberry Nestle Quick.
Oh man, wow. Yeah.
I passed that. I got a beer.
Oh, yeah.
I got a collection of beers, and I gave Adam a sort of strawberry beer. And I'm not a massive sort of strawberry flavored beer drinker. I'm also not a massive, Adam will tell you, not a massive sort of pineapple fan. I don't mind the odd sort of citrusy beer. And Adam tried it, and let's just say he didn't hugely enjoy it either. So I was glad that I passed that one over, I think. So.
No, oh, man. I think the last time I tried a pineapple beer, it was from this brewery, and it was pretty good. It was called like Not Your Pineapples Pizza. It's kind of more like, you know, like a lot of people don't like pizza with pineapples, but it was a pineapple upside down, and
right.
It was a sour pineapple beer. But it, you know what? To be honest, it came out really good, and that was the only time. Based out in Sandbox Brewery, based out in Montclair, California. Sandbox Brewery is one of those breweries coming out from the IE, and they make some good beers. And they always do collaborations with the legend himself, you know, Beer Zombie.
Okay. Yeah. We've had that mentioned a few times on the podcast, haven't we, by Americans? Yeah.
I met him a couple times face to face. He's a tall dude. He's like 6'3", 6'4".
Well, I think he's 6'4", 5", even.
6'5",
6'5". Yeah. He's a big dude as well, yeah.
Yeah.
And he travels a lot to different breweries doing collabs. Beer Thug Life, Daniel from Hip Hop. You know, there's a brewery out in Tehachapi called Local Craft Beers. They make very, very good hazy beers, anything that's triple hazy IPAs. It really depends how you want your beers. Do you want your beers filtered or unfiltered? Because a lot of people want that sediment.
Yeah. Andy's like that. There was a beer Andy had, a Belgian beer, and he was buying it. I think it was a Belgian bar he was drinking it in. And they'd serve the beer, and they'd take the sediment out and stick it in a little shot glass next to it. So you drink the beer, then shoot the sediment out. I know.
I don't know about that. That's the first hearing that.
I know about that. It's a no-no.
Oh, my God. Maybe they're doing that, maybe the beer just pouring all the sediment to that one separate glass, and maybe someone's drunk enough to chug it, because some of those, it's very chipped like goat nuggets.
Yeah. I had one.
But that's how you get that flavor and stuff, because a lot of people is like, why do you like it like unfiltered? I want that sediment because you get all that sweetness. So that's why I see a lot of people rolling the cans, you know, upside down and everything. So when they do pour, you see all the sediment spinning up. And when you look under the glass, you're like, oh, there's all these chunks under the glass of the sediment right there.
Yeah, I'm a bit squeamish about that kind of stuff. I don't mind it throughout the drink, but I had one last week. I forget which one it was. I think it was the red ale I had, the Red Reaver ale, and it was all sat at the bottom, and I had to leave the little bit in there. I couldn't drink it because these were big chugs. I actually was worried, you know.
I'm good.
These were choking hazards.
I don't know. Maybe next time I pour a beer that has a lot of sediment like that, I'll just get like a little spoon and kind of stir it up like you'd like stirring up chocolate milk.
Oh, no. What you need to do is just get a little sieve, pour it through the sieve so all the sediment just sits in the sieve, and then drink the beer. That, for me, is fine.
Yeah, we're a bit
funny. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
So we can't get you on here and not have you talking a bit about your podcast. Like, so I've listened to episode, was it 226 that you dropped earlier today or yesterday in LA time?
Yeah, that's the one. So you want to be a podcaster. So, you know, there's always going to be people always going to ask advice like, hey, how do I start a podcast and everything? So I wanted to do an episode like that because I always wanted to do it for a while. I just haven't had the time. And, you know, when you get a lot of people who do DMs, like these are my experiences, what I've been through, because there was no podcast dummy book to teach us how to start a podcast. And I remember going back, I was thrown into the lions because a lot of people, you think in the way, I don't know how it is in over there in the podcast world, but over here, it can be 50-50. It can be good and bad because over here, everyone's trying to one-up each other to see who's better. And we shouldn't be being like that because there's so much of a slice of pie everyone can get. And I just want to see people just kind of like help each other out. But sometimes in a way, the episode was really, really reality. It's very honest because it can be very cutthroat. And that's the thing I don't like, you know, going through all that stuff, because there's going to be people who want to start a podcast and, you know, maybe they see us as inspiration. So that's why I did the episode to maybe in a way help them get to the next level or mentally prepare them when they do start a podcast. Because just this month alone, I counted about 46 to 47 podcasters already quitting or just parting ways because they don't need it no more, because they know it's a grind. And a lot of them, they're just not mentally there for the grind to do the podcast on the long run, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit different in the UK because the podcast scene is a lot smaller. You know, I think I saw something online and it was a sort of a joke article. It was like some random guy and it's like, this, meet Steve. Steve is the last American who doesn't have a podcast. You know what I mean? So certainly, you know, it's a lot more prolific out there. UK, you know, we are aware of a few podcasters locally, but you know, in terms of the town that we're in now, I think we may be, as far as I know, correct me if I'm wrong, I'd love to know if you have a podcast locally, and we'd love to collaborate with you if you do. Yeah. But I think we're the only ones that actually do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not as cutthroat. The challenge that we have as well, though, you know, people do listen to podcasts in the UK, but nowhere near as much as in the US. So this is why we've been working with, when we've done collabs, we've done quite a few American podcasts. And don't get me wrong, it's absolutely fantastic you're doing this time of day for us. But some of the ones we've had to do, we've had to stay up quite late into the night.
Yeah, we've done it the other way around, haven't we? And and I appreciate you coming on in the morning over
time,
but we've done it sort of staying up late and effectively reverse the clock, and their guys are doing it sort of early evening, and we're sort of much, much, much later in the evening, sort of thing. So, you know, but it is what it is, you know. We're very keen to try and grow the podcast community, grow the podcast market, get our name out there in America. You know, absolutely massively appreciative of you coming on to us here in the UK, you know, and it's just about growing that. And as Adam said, we're not in the UK, we might be a bit different because we're not as cutthroat. We're not, you know, we're very, very happy to promote, collaborate, all of those things, you know. So absolutely loving having sort of guests on from across the pond. So as I say, you know, thanks very much for coming on, and it's great that you can talk about your podcast and your journey and your story and all of that. So that's fair play.
Talking to you guys. And I met some podcasters from Australia, from the Down Under, Scotland, even in Ireland. And you guys are really coming up. And I was like, wow, I can't believe people out there are listening to us. And we're kind of like, oh, wow, this is awesome. And it's always good to know a lot of different types of podcasts, because when I did that episode, I really wanted to people who were going to start the podcast to understand how podcast was started. And it was because of Dave Weiner and Adam Curry was a VJ MTV. He is the podfather of podcasts. And a lot of people who start podcasts, they don't even know the story and the history. So that's why I wanted to explain that the best with my ability. Because when Adam Curry started the podcast, he gave the idea to Steve Jobs from Apple. And Steve Jobs said, hey, you know, podcast is going to be the future for audio. So that's when he pushed it in 2004, and Steve Jobs launched the first iPhone in 2005 with the first purple box called Podcast, and that's where it just started blowing up here from there, and that's where the whole story began. You know, Joe Rogan was doing blogs, and I'm gonna start a podcast because he went over to the comedian Tom Green. You know, we had the Tom Green show back in the day, and he had all this podcast equipment. Like, what's this audio distribution? This is how I'm gonna get my podcast. And that's when Joe Rogan had that idea. It's like, oh shit, I need to have an engineer. That's where he asked Brian Redband, "Hey, I want you to be my engineer. I want to start the Joe Rogan's podcast." And at the time, that's when MySpace was kind of fading away because everyone was going to the transition of Facebook. And Dane Cook at the time was blowing up on MySpace. So with Mark Zuckerberg made the Facebook and everything, and everyone's doing the transition, all this new stuff is trying to get out there because there was a lot of comedians who wanted to start the podcast, but they didn't know how because they were just trying to make more money. At the same time, a lot of people don't know this. The reason why Joe Rogan started the podcast, because he lost a lot of money because he was banned from the Comedy Store because the whole situation with Carlos Mencia, you know, because he was plagiarizing and just stealing people's comic jokes and everything. So they banned him. So that's when he wanted to get the story out there and have his, you know, his whatever he wants to say and make revenue. And that's when he started quickly bringing guests, comedian guests and everything to come over to his podcast and everything. And now he just blew up. And it's all because of Adam Curry. It's all because of Steve Jobs. Now we're talking to each other because of them. So I thank them because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here right now.
Exactly. And this, one of the things we enjoyed about the podcast is, like you say, we sometimes get dragged into worrying about our listening figures, trying out new different things. But ultimately, we've had a few different concepts that we toyed with. Like I say, we're just coming up to our 2-year anniversary now.
We've been congrats. Doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like you say, it's hard work, it's a grind, but we do it. We do it because we love it, and we get a kick out of it. And stuff like this, this for me is the reason why we do the podcast, because it opens up doors, it opens up windows to have conversations with people that in everyday life we would never have. So we've got yourself on. You know, who would have thought before we start this podcast we'd be sat having a conversation with a guy on the west coast of America on podcasting and beer? It's just it's wonderfully random. Last week we had a guy called Lou on talking about lupus. Next week, I can't even remember who we got on next week.
I can't remember who we've got on next week, but we've got the
James. No, they're the week after.
We got
James on from Oklahoma, who is a mind coach. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, honestly, and it's wonderful that we get to do those things. And I ain't going to stop. You know, we aren't going to stop. We love it so much, don't we?
Yeah, and the thing is we started it, and our podcast, I say our podcast, Adam started it. He was the guy that really sort of grasped the nettle and said, right, I'm going to run with it. Started a podcast called Beans Does Stuff back in the day. Sort of spoke to myself and Andy about podcasting. And initially I was very much like, I can't really commit to doing one a week. I'm not sure it's going to fit in. And and then sort of slowly over time, he sort of said, look, I really want you to jump on board. Can you jump on board? And I was like, okay, I'll do it. I didn't know where it was going to take us. Didn't know where the ride was going to take us. And I'll be honest with you, I love it. I love we record on a Tuesday night, but any night of the week is good for me. You know, I love meeting with the guys, basically chatting shit. Just, you know, the podcast will go where the podcast goes. Having guests on that are from all forms of society, walks of life, jobs, podcast experience. We've got we've met some people that are very experienced in podcasts, not very experienced in podcasting. I mean, we're pretty sort of new to it, I suppose. But, you know, I do it because I love just chatting with the lads. And if it goes somewhere, great. And if you get your name out there, great. If not, we'll still enjoy it in a year's time. And our podcast is sort of molded into two or three sort of different ideas, different concepts. But we've stuck with this one now, which is very much if you went down to a pub for a beer with your mates and you put a microphone on the table, what would you talk about? And that's the concept of the podcast. It's just three guys in a pub chatting, and it could be about football, it could be about music, it could be about beer, it could whatever, wherever the conversation goes. Our premise now is basically just, that's what we want. We want effectively put a microphone in, drop a microphone. What are you going to talk about?
Yeah.
And that's it. That's the concept that I think we quite enjoy that. I think we've hit on it, and it allows us to talk about loads of different things, loads of different topics without being tied to, well, this week we're going to talk about this and this week we're going to talk about that. It can go wherever you want.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I used to be like, when I started the podcast, I did it because I was going through some personal things and I just needed to vent, you know, because, you know, if you keep on holding on, it's like you just got to vent. And I was doing a live, you know, on Instagram. It's like, hey, you should do a podcast. And, you know, luckily, when I was going through some hardships, podcasts, you know, saved my life, hearing it, trying to stay normal. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah. And that's when the whole story happened with when Joe Rogan invited George Perez. He's a comedian, you know, and when I heard that episode, I quickly fell in love with that episode. I know George Perez personally. He started the podcast. So when Joe Rogan planted that seed for George Perez to start a podcast, that's when I quickly subscribed, and it took me on another podcast journey of hearing all these different types of comedians, different types of podcasts, and not knowing, like, because of these people and other different types of podcasts, it would change my life forever. And that's when I got out, because I used to be homeless. You know, I was living in the streets. Me and my kids were living in bathrooms, public storages, just anywhere we could find shelter. But at the same time, I was listening to podcasts, anything to motivate me to get out of this dark, dark hole and get out of this, you know, and just trying to get my life back together. And if it wasn't for some of those podcasters, I don't know what my life would be. And that's when I wanted to start the Mega Man's podcast. A lot of people always want to know, oh, so your favorite video game is the Mega Man's, you know, the Mega Man game on Nintendo. Yes. But there's a story into that, the reason why I named it the Mega Man's Podcast. My cousin, Stephen Gomez, passed away years ago. He died of a car accident. He was living in Montana, and he was coming back from church, going home. He fell asleep driving, and a gas diesel truck hit him face first, died completely. So at the time, when we were living in Wilmington, but it's the next city over to Long Beach. You know, our cousin was the first person to have a regular Nintendo on the block. So there used to be long lines of kids playing video games. And with the ones who are family and everything, we're the last ones to play long. So he asked me, hey, cousin, what type of game you want to play? It's like, I don't know, surprise me. I have this game called Mega Man 2. And this is back in the late 80s. And I quickly played that game. I fell in love with it. And to me, it was a very catchy name to name it, because when you have a podcast, your podcast has to stand out from everyone, because now there's over close to, 2.1 million different types of podcasts. So you got to have that catchy name, and that's why I named it the Mega Man's Podcast, to show remembrance to my cousin Stephen Gomez that passed away years ago. And ever since then, I just went on this journey of trying to talk about my life. And I think what a lot of people they liked about my podcast was called The Mega Man's Life. The Mega Man's Life is a journey I've been through from you know, when I was little until now. I've been through a lot of hardships. I was mentally abused, emotionally abused, physically abused. There was even times I was even sexually abused. And some of the stuff, it really hits home. And a lot of people over here can relate, because when these lockdowns happen, a lot of people, I lost close to 46 people, either from grief, they committed suicide, they died of an accident, or they even died of COVID. So a lot of people were looking for inspiration. A lot of people were looking for hope, you know, because of their loved ones or anyone that passed away. And that's when everyone, when the lockdowns happened, were looking for new podcasts to listen to. And that's when a lot of people were subscribing to the Mega Man's Podcast and hearing the early episodes of the Mega Man's Life. And I would get DMs from people, man, that episode was really deep. And, you know, I can relate to that because my mom and my dad wasn't around or this. And I would even get people middle of the night going through depression, suicidals, and I would have to tell them everything's going to be okay. And there's even times I would meet up with people because, you know, they were looking for a hug. They're looking for a friendship. You know, they're looking for, like, fuck, can someone hear me out? And I was one of those, because I didn't have no friends. I didn't have anyone to turn to. And these strangers, these people who listen around the world, these are the ones who are still making us relevant. These are the ones who what we're doing to inspire them to keep on going in life, you know, because now little by little, they're slowly getting back to the norm. And they have to say, you know, like, hey, Mega Man, I just want to say thank you for making my day. Even if it's you're posting a funny video or funny picture or this, you're making my day, like, live on to the next day, you know?
Yeah, fair play. And fair play for doing that as well for those people, dude, because, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not always easy to do it, but sometimes, I guess, you know, when you're the only person that they can mm-hmm. reach out to, then, you know, you almost, did you feel, like, obliged to do it, or did you just, you know?
I always have that warm heart, and I care about people. You know, I know how it is to be alone. I know how it is to hit rock bottom. I know how it is to, you know, get into being that depression mode and worry because of grief of loss of loved one and this. And as sometimes in a way, you just gotta make a change. You know, like, you know, maybe I didn't have a good life, but maybe with the experience I have, I can help someone not get there and show them some love. We need to show people love.
Yeah.
And it's just that. It's just really sad what goes on in the United States right now with all these lockdown, these mandates, and people losing jobs and thinking it's still going to be okay, but not really. That's why I just keep on doing the Mega Man's podcast and just try to do whatever I can just to cheer up people. And I just want to say this, doing the podcast for 4 years now, I don't really look at numbers like I used to anymore. Like, I don't give a care how many people listen to my podcast, whatever. I'm over that. I just want us to see people win. I just want to see people shine, and I just want to see people happy now.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, amen. Yeah.
I think, like I say, I listened to episode 226 today. I think that's one of the things you say. You shy away from talking about politics. Shy away from talking about
COVID. Yeah, because, I'm over it.
Yeah, we said the same thing when we started doing this. You hear a lot of podcasts and they'll focus mainly on that. But we want it to be a distraction away from that. So you can tune in and you can listen to Tallboy Radio. And hopefully it's going to be a nice, light, easy hour of your day. You know, every now and then we touch on more serious subjects. But I think, you know, that's life. Like, every now and then you have to acknowledge that serious stuff because it happens. You know, we can't walk away from that. We can't shy away from it. That's how it is.
Yeah,
I think we did a couple of episodes where, you know, we had to talk about coronavirus, and I think we did one where, and excuse the UK sort of politics and stuff, I think we did one about Brexit. And so there are things that are going on that you almost feel almost obliged to do an episode about because it's so big, you can't really ignore it.
Yeah.
But we sort of try to stay away from, as I say, the political stuff, the too heavy stuff. You know, last week we spoke to Lou and we spoke about Men Have Lupus and his organisation and all. And that's quite a serious podcast. You know, there are quite a lot of guys that suffer from it, and it was about raising the awareness. But then we quite happily jump from that to, you know, Purposely Curious. We'll jump from that to you. We'll jump from that to talking about some beer or some football or some NFL or whatever it may be, you know. So we sort of, every now and then, if there's an event or there's something going on, we might delve into it. But certainly it's not a political podcast. It's not a sort of a heavy listen podcast. We keep it up.
Oh, yeah.
We keep it chatty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if we sort of feel that it's going a little bit too dark, we'll be like, right, come on then. We're going way too deep there. Come on. Let's sort out. Come on.
But I think in a way it's good to know different types of podcasts around the world to see what's going on. You know, always want to know to see what goes on in the UK or France and Australia with the lockdowns in New Zealand and stuff and Scotland. Yeah. It's always, hey, how is it over there? What's going on? So I can pretty much, you know, since I know people in UK, I can talk about it like, hey, this is what's going on in the UK. And sometimes in a way, there's gonna be people who are gonna freaking fat check you. So if you build these connections and relationships with other podcasters because they know stuff that, you know, we don't, or maybe I know stuff that you guys don't, I can relay the message to you. Hey, this is what's going on in LA and everything. So it can be relayed back to you and you can tell your listeners in the UK, hey, this is what Mega Man said because he's in the front lines. This is what's going on. So it's good to kind of like do a cross, like collab, you know, gathering information to spread to, you know, for you and me to tell each other so we can spread that awareness to our podcast listeners.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Absolutely. 100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't want to get delved too deep in what's going on in Australia, New Zealand, and France.
No,
world's gone crazy.
That's a whole different series of podcasts. It's not just one.
The only thing I noticed about Ozzy is that tennis player from the Chiefs.
Oh, Djokovic, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That was a big one. He's still locked. He's still over there, and he's on in those isolation camps. You know, like he can't get out. Yeah. You know, like they have it really locked down over there.
They're turning to the extreme.
But interestingly, though, in Australia, I mean, I love sport, so I keep a sort of an ear out on various sports and stuff. But what in Australia, what they have is, I suppose, similar to America, they have their sort of state legal system, and then they have their federal state. Their federal system. So, you know, whilst the state might say, yes, we accept his visa and he's entitled to come in, you might then get the federal guys going, no, we disagree with that. And it's like, hold on. So the federal guys are saying no, but the state guys are saying yes. And all of a sudden you get into that, well, I'm going to appeal and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And actually with the Djokovic one, it was, he effectively was told he was given license to come into the country. And it got to such a point where it was actually the immigration officer, it's the immigration officer, forget state government, your federal government, it was the immigration people that said, actually, you know what, see you later, you're not coming in. And now, interestingly, he's not playing in the Australian Open, he's been deported to, it was Serbia or Croatia, wherever he's from, Serbia, yeah. I think. And what they're now talking about is, can he actually come back next year? Because apparently, the Australian law is if you deported, it's for 3 years. But then the Prime Minister said, oh, well, there might be an occasion he can do this. And it's like, hold on, that's the Prime Minister saying that. But your law says 3 years. It's just messed up. So you're just like, oh, well. I mean, in a way, I'm glad he hasn't been able to play, because actually it would send the wrong message to the everyday public. It's okay for him to come in. He gets a special visa. It's okay for him. But actually, for the people on the ground and your everyday Joe blogs, you know, you can't. So in a way, I'm glad they held that boundary. But it's a bit of a strange one, if I'm honest. Like, how can you get what some people say yes and some people say no? It's just a bit strange, a bit odd for me, that one.
Yeah, you know, man, just so many crazy. We're living in crazy times.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unprecedented, isn't it? That's the thing. We haven't gone through this before, really. So we're sort of making it up as we're going.
Yeah, it's already been 2 years.
Definitely making it up.
Yeah, it's been 2 years of this. And I wanted to get things back to normal. And is this sometimes, like I said, I don't want to go through these rabbit holes. But when you hear some of these episodes, Joe Rogan invited these doctors on that are really in the front lines of the COVID. One that who made the COVID vaccination. There's another one who knows personally Dr. Fauci. And when you see some of these cover-ups of what's going on from these COVIDs, you know, like, it just really pisses me off. Like, why do you do this to try to spend more money? We got to get vaxxed. We got to get this. You're pushing the government to do all these mandates and everything just to push something that a lot of people just don't want to take. You know, I honestly took the vaccination 2 times and a booster, but I thought that was the best thing because I wanted to, because I was just seeing people dying left and right. And I was worried, like, I don't want to die like that. But now, you know, when you see people are not, don't want to take the jab because they're worried about the side effects. There was a lady, I think in Michigan or somewhere in the East Coast, she took the Pfizer vaccination, and there's a lot of people have side effects, but this lady, it messed up her body, boy. They had to amputate both her arms and her legs.
Jesus Christ.
And the blood clots and everything. And
wow.
When I took the first set vaccination, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was out for like 2 weeks.
Jesus.
Wow, really?
I can't do it. It's like, and you know, when they say like you got blood clots in your heart, you get headaches, loss of taste bud. Just a lot of that stuff. And I heard like if women take it, you know, it's going to cause a birth defect or the women can't get pregnant anymore.
Yeah, it's messing with the menstrual cycle as well.
That's the thing. I was like, no, that's not going to.
Yeah, no, that can't be right.
Yeah.
But this is the thing now. In the UK, going back way back into the early 2020, which is one of the rabbit holes that we said we weren't going to down. Guess where we've gone?
We've gone down it. There, yeah. Left two, guys.
They passed something in the UK called like the Trusted Media Bill. So then we can't, you know, the media in this country cannot report on it. They have to follow the government agenda. So basically what you're reading in the paper now is something akin to propaganda, whether you agree with it or whether you're not, whether you don't, that's entirely up to you, but you're only given one side of the story. And I think that's where the danger is, that you people need both sides, need both pieces of information to make up their mind. Because like I say, you could decide not to get vaccinated based on everything you're reading in the papers, thinking this is all one-sided, there's more to this. And actually, you give a biased, you know, an unbiased argument, you could think, actually, yeah, do you know what I mean? There's risks both sides, but I'm going to go that route. And that, I think, is a concern. I think that's a concern.
It's a major concern, you know, but it's all about, you know, right now, that's the thing about being a podcaster. If you put out the truth, you know, you'd be ready to be censored. Ready for the backlash you're going to get from your followers, your social media. You might get banned on Instagram. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't even started a YouTube channel yet, because the stuff I will be talking about, it will be censored. Because what do you get from a sponsor from YouTube? Brought to you by Pfizer. Brought to you by this. Yeah. It's owned by, you know, so they're scared for you to speak the truth. And that's where a lot of the stuff on Google and YouTube, you can't see it. So what's the next option to see what's really going on, what's really behind the curtain? That's when you usually go to DuckDuckGo.
Yeah. I mean, I know when we stick this episode out now, even though it won't be anywhere in the synopsis, it won't be anywhere in the title, we'll get flagged, we'll get tapped. You know, because every time, we don't mention it very often, but it will get mentioned. Click on here for factual information about this. You know, so we that's one of the other reasons why we steered away from it.
I try to steer away from all that stuff. I mean, that's one of the reasons why, where if they're going to be censoring us, that's what's my next option, is not to go on YouTube, is to do video and say what you want to say and put it on Spotify, because that is our last line of our freedom of speech, to say what we want to say, and we can still be our fucking selves.
Absolutely. Have you looked at all, because I know Anchor are doing via Spotify, you can do video podcasting now. Have you looked at that at all?
Yeah, I did. I looked into it. They because ever since Anchor got bought out by Spotify, and they have all these new features and everything, and that's what I've been looking at lately. So I want to do some test runs of doing solo episodes and everything. I was supposed to have two guests last week, but I got a little sick, so I had to reschedule because I had to take a COVID test on Monday. Luckily, it came back negative. And so a lot of people at work, we're kind of shorthanded at work, because a lot of people are any people that if it's six or above, the OSHA has to come and they have to, you know, make sure, like, are you guys doing these protocols? Is everything clean, you know, and all that stuff. So I've been kind of more like focused on work. Mm. And luckily I have some episodes I can always put out. But that's one of the things, because of the COVID times, you know, it's hard to get guests. And that's one of the reasons what's holding me. I like to interview people face to face. And I got to start doing Zooms and stuff or anything just to have an episode or even a phone call or anything what I can do to get an episode. If not, I'm going to start doing solo episodes. So it's a transition, but I think in a way Spotify video is a perfect for me, because, you know, Spotify don't censor you. You can just say what you want to say and put it out and boom, that's it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you this now, because like I say, Gaz said, I didn't follow your advice. Like you said in episode 226, you said, give it 2 to 3 months. You think of doing a podcast, give it 2 to 3 months, look into it. I didn't, literally, I investigated.
I know.
A week later, I was podcasting, and that was it. And then, like you say, like 19 episodes in, I was doing it, and I tell you now, hats off to you, because doing it as a solo podcast is tough. Really tough. Yeah, it's really tough.
It's really tough. And I always wanted just to help out people. You know, sometimes, you know, if you're a podcaster, you're so used to having a co-host. Let's say you don't hear if your co-host is sick and the other one's doing something and you don't have a guest. That's where, hey, let me see if I can do a solo and talk about what's going on to keep the ball flowing. And who knows, maybe those solo episodes are really good. And it's really good for practicing when you do guest appearances or when you do lives. And I think in a way, there's certain podcasters or don't want to be in the camera, and they're really gun shy to talk because it's like, oh, you know, there's so much pre-audio. And I always tell them, for you to get that, take those butterflies out of your stomach for not being shy, start doing some IG lives so you can get kind of warmed up of people watching you, but you're still talking to, you know, talking to people, interviewing, stuff like that. So when you do a podcast, that it will be on live on YouTube or on Spotify, it's nothing to you. It's like, oh, this is nothing. It's pretty much easy, you know? So any little advice I can give to any future podcasters, by all means, like, take my advice, take my not advice, but best of luck to them, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's strange because we have a couple of, well, a few regular listeners that, you know, mm-hmm. every week they'll sort of listen and we get feedback from them. And I've said to a couple of them, you know, I'd love to get you on. I'd love to get you talking. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. You know, oh, that's not me. Yeah, you can, because you're talking to me about the podcast. That's what the podcast is. It's just people just talk. Oh, no, but people might hear me and people might listen to me. Yeah, but we're just having a conversation now in a pub and you're talking about the podcast. So I'm listening to you and other people can listen to you. So just jump on board. But they're very nervous and they get really nervous and they, oh, I don't know what to say and I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's just like, just be yourself.
You know what I noticed? That a lot of our listeners, oh, I always tell them, hey, come on, talk. No, I can't. Like they like how they are. They like to stop, you know, talk and everything. A lot of our listeners are battled through anxiety. Yes. And shyness a lot, you know. That's why I kind of like, well, how come? Like, no, I don't want my anxiety to flare up, you know, or I'm a little super shy. So I kind of let them be. They just want to listen to us, and that's it.
Yeah, that's the right way.
Do the right way. So that's where there you might have some awesome fans who are like, man, this guy's always subscribing, always showing love, always tagging us, whatever. And I always want to do something once a year or twice a year. Hey, I want to bring a fan on the podcast, you know. Yeah. Like, hey, you always been a supporter and get to know them. But a lot of those fans, they just want to be fans, but they don't want to be a guest because they, it's like, what do I talk about? What I say? Yeah. And a lot of them, they just, you know, deal with anxiety, you know, it's too much for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I've very much left it. Look, you let me know. Look, we'd love to have you, but you let me know when you feel like you might be ready. And if you are, then great. And if you're not, then that's great as well. You know, it, more than happy for you to continue to listen. We want you to listen and all of that. And you know what? If you don't want to come on, then that's fine. You know, I have asked them a couple of times and they've been a bit like, oh, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. And I think they would be brilliant. You know, I think they would be fantastic. And they would have so much to say. But you don't want to push them then to the point where they think, actually, you know what? I'm going to stop listening because I'm not enjoying it now because I feel as though there's a pressure for me to do it, if that makes sense.
100%. I've said on here a few times, and if you don't know me, then you perhaps wouldn't believe it, but I am a really shy individual. I don't suffer with anxiety or anything like that, but I'm shy. You know, the idea of talking in public absolutely horrifies me. Talking to people I don't know, unless I've had a few beers inside me, really bothers me too. But on here now, whoever listens to this, you know, however many people do listen to it, I'm not even thinking about that because I'm just having a conversation with two other guys.
And I
don't even think about it. I'm just two guys sat here in front of me, and that's how it works for me. And actually, while we're on that, though, we need to shout out country number 43.
Whoever you are in Kenya, thank you very much for joining us and listening, and may it long continue.
Indeed. Yeah, thank you.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and this is the thing that sort of we get excited about this because you sort of think, do I know anybody in Kenya? Yeah, I don't. Who are the people listening to this? But we totally appreciate it.
It blows my mind that, and it might only be one person at one time that downloads your podcast and listens but even that, it blows my mind to think that there's somebody in Kenya that is listening to what we're trying to do. There's somebody in Saudi Arabia. There's somebody in Ireland. There's somebody in Australia. There's somebody in Brazil. You know, all these places, you know, those 42 countries that there's somebody in that country. 43. There's somebody in those 43 countries that has taken the time to download and listen to us. And I don't know who those people are, and it blows my mind.
Yeah. I love it. I think in a way, when you look at the states and the countries where people are listening, I think the one that really like intrigues me out of all the cities around the world, if you go to Argentina and there's a little island called the Falkland Islands.
Yeah, we know it.
Oh yeah, well, like that. I know the history about the UK and Argentina. I know that little island has oil. But there is. I didn't know I had people who live in the Falkland Islands listens to the Megan Mass podcast.
Wow.
What the heck?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy, and but that's the joy of podcasting. That's the joy of your social media and your internet and all of that. But that's the joy of you just doing something that you enjoy with some mates and some friends, and then somebody else jumping on board from another country, and you're just like, wow, how cool is that?
I love it. I mean, if you guys ever, I don't know, but it happened to me once in a blue moon, but. When people know your voice or you show who you really are, when you go to like breweries or anywhere, when a person taps, is like, hey, is your name Megan Mass? Is yeah, the Megan host of the Megan Mass podcast? Is yeah, like, dude, I listen to your podcast, and they would show me their profile, Instagram, and I'm like, what? And they was like, hey, can I take a picture? And they start chatting with you and talk about like, how does it feel to have this person on, or how does it this and. Those people, it just brightens up their day, They want to like buy you beers and stuff. It's like, hey, I'm over here with my family, but you just can't push them away because those are the people are making you relevant in the podcast world.
Yeah, there was one story, and me and Adam went up to Edinburgh in Scotland, and we covered the Disability Darts World Cup, and we podcast from there. It's one of our was that our first. Sort of outside broadcast, as we call it. That was the first time we took Tallboy Radio on the road, and we interviewed a few guests and so on. And there was a guy that was there, and he sort of looked across, and he came up to Adam, and he goes, "Are you that beans guy?"
The baked beans guy.
He said, "Are you the baked beans guy?" And Adam sort of went, "Yeah." And he went, "The podcast baked beans guy." And he basically recognised Adam. That blew my mind. I was like, no way.
It's seriously. Awesome, man.
It is. It was mind-blowing, but it was awesome. And my nephew asked me, my nephew, he's 10, 11 years old, and he listens to the podcast. So thank you, Ben. Cheers for listening. Dude, if you're listening right now to this episode, and he said, have you ever been recognized for an hour later that story? And he was like, man, that is awesome. And I think if you can blow a 10-year-old's mind when I'm nearly 50 like I am, then
you're on a win.
There's any listeners you can get, like, hey, it's awesome, you're gonna get new subscribers, new listeners, and that's the thing. I didn't tell you guys this, but I'm trying to save up money because me and my lady, we want to make a trip to the UK.
Okay.
So maybe down the road we can meet up and do a podcast like face to face.
100%. You ever in the UK? Give us a shout, wherever you are, we'll make sure we're there as well.
I don't know, because my lady and I were like soccer fans, and I want to say, I don't know how far you are from Manchester City.
About 40 minutes,
not far at all.
Okay, we can do that. I'll just, because I want to go to some soccer games and check out the scenery. She's been a huge like British like invasion music and everything. And when with the reggae, with all the soul music and all. And there's one thing about me. I love soccer movies. I love, the history. I was watching one with Charlie Huntsman and Elijah Woods. It's about the story about the soccer, like the hooligans.
Okay. Not Green Street. Yeah. I'll get the name of it in a minute. I know which one you mean.
Yeah, that one. And there's another movie called Go. And he's like, I think he went to trial for the Newcastle United, and it was a good movie.
Yeah.
I know that one as well.
I know that one as well.
And that's the thing where I just fell in love with, like, oh, man, I wish I want to go to the UK. It's like, just go, just experience something and know the history of the music, the soccer, I want to check out the pubs.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Everybody says that. Why is it whenever we speak to our friends from over the pond, they always like, oh, I want to come over to the UK. Oh, what do you want to do? I want to just go to a British pub and just drink some beer and just hang out. And it's like, we can do that. That's fine. Don't mind that.
I've got
I'm
my
down
cousin.
With that.
Yeah, I've got my cousin coming over from Texas. That's all. He's not interested in anything else. Just let's go to the pubs. Not a problem, dude. That's what we do. That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, because I just want to try all the dark beers and everything, and just be like, wow, this is like badass. And when I was watching that movie with Tom Hardy called Legend, I was like, oh my god, there is so much history of the UK. It's like, man, if I had to go back in time, I would be like somewhere in the 60s and the 70s. Early 70s.
Yeah. Well, I've just checked for my own sort of peace of mind, and it was called Green Street. So the Elijah Wood film, Green Street, he's an American journalist that he sort of comes over to, I think, London, and he gets caught up in the sort of hooliganism aspect of it. And there are a couple of other films that talk about how your everyday normal person can get caught up in that mob mentality and all that. So, but Green Street was good. I've seen the film, and it is a good film.
It was a very interesting story, because is it like really, really like that in the UK? Because I know a lot of people take their soccer very seriously.
Oh,
I don't
dude.
See soccer it, really yeah, football seriously.
It used to be.
It used to be. It's not quite as bad as it used to be.
It still goes on.
What happens now is that it is a little bit more behind the scenes and organized, but it's not glorified in the way that it was in the 70s or 80s. It was in the 70s or 80s, it was very mainstream. You know, you would have TV media reporting on it and this, that, and the other. Whereas now it probably does still go on, not quite to the extent it did, but it probably still does a little bit, but you never really hear of it. And actually it's surprising now if you do hear of it, if that makes sense.
Where we live, we're about sort of 10 miles from Stoke City Football Club, and they were notorious in that scene. The Stoke Naughty 40 was one of those firms that are very, very well known throughout Europe and throughout the UK. As you know, you just did not fuck with them. And there's a really good book on it, actually, and I can't remember what, but it's one of the guys, Mark Chester, wrote it. He's best known to the world as Jasper.
Yeah, Jasper, yeah.
I think the book might just be called Naughty. And I ordered it from a local book. We used to have a book supplier in Osage. I ordered it, pre-ordered it, went and picked it up. And the guy took one look at me, like Gaz said earlier, I'm 6'5", shave head. And he goes to me, are you in this book? I was like, oh, dude, I just want to read about it. Justine, but don't judge me like that. But yeah, it's bizarre. But yeah, very, very famous. Used to be horrid, absolutely horrid. And even now, we've talked about this. The NFL, when it comes down to London, we'll go down, we have some beers, you know, I'll stick my Steelers jersey on, Gaz will stick his Bears jersey on, and we'll meet up with the different fans and we'll talk about it. If you did, you know, with the different fans, when the Steelers played the Vikings, we had a real good laugh with a load of Vikings fans, you know. That's wearing my Steelers jersey. But if you were to do that with UK football teams, it would be a bloodbath. You know, it would end in chaos. Absolute chaos.
Man,
it's tribal. It's really tribal.
Premier League is no joke. I mean, Premier is one of the best soccer leagues in over the world. And
and
you guys take your soccer very passionate and very seriously.
Yeah.
And I'd say, you know, we could quite happily walk down one of the sort of fan rallies in the UK, and I would have Bears, and you see Jets and Dolphins and Steelers and Chiefs and I can't call them Redskins now, the Washington football team, whatever, you know. And it doesn't matter what shirt you're wearing, everybody will be like, oh, you know, have a good time, swap some stories. No way could you have an Arsenal, Tottenham Hotspur, Man United, Man City, Liverpool shirt walking down the street and then talk. You know, it would be, if there were lots of them and there was a crowd of people, there would be trouble. Somebody would say something,
shit,
and you're just like, wow, like, just grow up, lads. You know, you don't need that. You don't need that. You know, just talk about it, sort of thing. So it's probably still does go on. It's not quite as bad as it was, thankfully. But yeah, if you're into your as you call it, soccer, we call it football, and it's weird when we talk to you guys across the pond, we call it American football and you guys call it football. Yeah, if you're into that, then we're about 40, 45 minutes away from Man City. So it literally, Manchester's like right on our doorstep.
I wonder how that's like with Manchester United and Manchester City fans get, you know, because when that whole thing would happen where I think when the first time Manchester City won their first Premier League title and crossed the town was Manchester United was winning, but I think the story was with Manchester City came back, you know, comeback it was like, I think it was like a set, they ended up, what, a 75-year drought or something.
Yeah.
And it was like a epic, like, sports story. It's like, you know, and now those were things where it's like, what's going on? What's going on? And I think that's the whole thing. We live in Manchester City. It's like the rivalry, Manchester City, Manchester United, you know?
Yeah, well, Manchester City were a big club, but for years sort of weren't doing what they, you know, they underachieved and they weren't as big as they should have been. And they had this great big stadium and they were struggling to fill it. And then they dropped down because obviously when soccer, you have promotion and relegation. So if you don't do very well, you drop down a division. Whereas NFL's a little bit different in as much as you might finish bottom of your sort of division, but you don't fall out of that division. Whereas in soccer, you get promotion and relegation. So if you finish bottom of the Premier League, you will go down into the next league below. You know, so Manchester City dropped a couple of levels, and of course, all the Man United fans are sort of goading them. They were like, "Ah, look at you, you're crap," and all of that. And obviously, Man City now are way above Man United, so it's sort of flipped now. You know, and Man City have become really, really, really successful over the last sort of 4, 5, 6 years.
Damn, I didn't know that. Like, if your team is not doing good, you got to go to another division down.
Wow. So you have the Premier League, and then underneath that you have the Championship, and then you have Division One and Division Two. So there's basically four standards of professional football, and you've got the Premier League. So if you finish bottom of the Premier League, you drop down into the Championship. And then the team that finishes top of the Championship come up and they get promoted.
Gotcha. Okay.
So basically, you sort of flip. And there's actually three teams that go down and three teams that come up. So they do that sort of thing. So they flip.
Gotcha.
But Manchester City they dropped out of the top division and then dropped out of the next one down. And they actually went down to the third tier. So like the third division. And Man United fans were just like, yeah, you know, you're crap and all of this. And obviously then Man City got some investment. They got some better players. And now they're at the top and they climbed their way back. So it is a proper success story.
Interesting.
But that's the difference between obviously UK sport and NFL really is, yeah, you know, I mean, we joke, Andy is not here, but, you know, the Lions sort of suck. And, they finished bottom of their division most years, but they don't fall out of that. Next year, they're still in it. They can still play, and they still play.
Do they?
They try to play, but they still play the Bears and the Vikings and the Packers. That's their conference. That's what happens. Whereas in this country, if you're not very good, you will fall down the league and you will go lower and lower and lower. So that's the difference, really.
Dang, man. That just now it makes sense now to me. I was more like, wow, but that's the thing. It's almost like in baseball, like for a player, if you're not doing well, you got to go back to the minor leagues or the farm leagues. But that's kind of more in a football team's way. It's like if you're not doing good, you got to go back to the minor leagues, and when you get better, you come back up.
Absolutely. And that's what happens.
Financially, it can ruin a club, can't it? You know, Leeds were in the wilderness years for many, many years. They were teetering on almost Champions League success, getting there all the way up to the semi-finals. They just invested too much money, tumbled down, and the battle to get back up. And then there's some huge clubs in the Championship that are really, really struggling to get out.
Clubs in the UK that historically you would say were very big football clubs, and they're down in Division One. So you've got teams that have been in the Premier League and then they've gone down and then down again. And you're like,
oh, wow.
These are like big clubs, you know, big clubs. And what happens is there's so much money in the Premier League. If you fall out of the Premier League, you don't get quite as much TV money and media money. So then you then struggle to keep the level that you're at. So there's a real problem in it. You drop down a division. And if you don't manage your club very well, you could drop even further, and then that takes you years to get back.
Damn.
There's so much money.
This is the first time hearing about this, because we don't have that in the United States with the MLS, like the Major League Soccer. You know, we don't have something like that. I mean, this is something where it's like, well, it's fair. I mean, if your team is not doing good, then we got to take you back to the minors, you know, and everything until your team comes back, and it, you know, and maybe there's like another premier team somewhere in the UK that needs to, okay, this team's pretty good. Hey, let's invite them into the to the Premier League and see what they can do.
So I think I think we have like there's like, I'm gonna guess about 94 professional clubs, 96 professional teams. Wow. So you've got the Premier League that have 20, the division under that called the Championship, they have 24. The division under that, they have 22, and then you've got 24. So you've got 96 professional clubs, some of which you will never have heard of because they've never got to the Premier League. But if they do really, really well, they could start there. They could win some games, and then they could go up, and then they could go up, and then they could, and so on. But similarly, if you're Manchester United and you don't do very well and you play crap for a whole season, if you play that crap that you are proper crap, you will drop down. And it does, and it doesn't matter that you're called Manchester United. If you don't do very well that season, you go. That's it. You go.
Manchester United, you're playing proper crap. You got to come back up.
That's it. You've got to British it. Expression. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, British my God. Yeah. Oh, man. I bet you after this, I will be on YouTube and look it up and see, like, man, who's going to come up now?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, there's one side never been relegated. Arsenal. The Arsenal.
They're good.
They are awesome. They are
good,
awesome.
Good. Exactly. They always been good.
Yeah, they are. This guy knows it. And that feels about the right time to call time on this podcast because, yes, we've got the facts. We've got somebody else who appreciates the Arsenal. So, we've been an interesting one, as always. We've been on a few left turns, certainly no right turns, but definitely left turns. So, we want to say thank you. So, if you want to say your thank yous and your goodbyes and any of the final messages you want to drop on us, go for it.
I just want to say thank you, Top Boys Radios, for inviting the Mega Man on. This is a very, very good episode. I'm down to do a part two. I mean, we can just talk about soccer the whole next episode. Because that's the thing. I love the UK history. There's a lot of history to it. I love the sports. I hope a lot of people, you know, it's good. Things are going to be good. You know, we're just taking one day at a time. And I just want to see people happy and shine. And you can follow me on Instagram at the Mega Man's Podcast and subscribe to the Mega Man's Podcast as well. And I just want to say best of luck to you guys. And this will not be the last episode because there will be more episodes to come. Once I get the Skype or the YouTube and Zooms and all that, I want to invite all you three on. And it's going to be my turn to interview you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, we'll do that. We'll do that when we get there.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we set out for sort of 2022 was not only inviting guests on to our podcast, but then being guests on other people's podcasts and listening to how they do it and their format and all of that. So absolutely, yeah, absolutely, we're up for that. I've loved this episode. It's been brilliant. We've had a couple of beers. We've talked about everything from coronavirus to soccer to
everything.
Podcasting. Brilliant. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. Look forward to next time we can hook up. As we said earlier, if you are ever in the UK or whatever, hit us up and we'd love to meet up and have a beer.
You know I will. Yeah, I will. I'll let you guys know months ahead of time and stuff because I want to stay out there for maybe 2 weeks or a week the most and just sightsee and just go. I always like paranormal stuff like haunted, like castles and stuff like that.
There's
plenty of that. We'll point you in the right direction. No fear about that.
Yeah, I want to check out before you guys let me go. I want to go to that haunted place. It was on the Ghost Adventures called the Ram's Inn.
The Ram's Inn.
Okay. Right. Okay.
That haunted.
We'll have to look into that one. There's one near us like called the Old Hall in Sandbach, and that is one of the most haunted places in Britain. We have a plan. At some point this year, we're going to do a podcast from there. And actually, do you have Most Haunted in the UK? It's a UK program, but do you have it in the US? A program called Most Haunted.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of haunted places. You know, the Queen Mary, you got the Pasadena, the bridge where a lot of people just jump up and just commit suicide. Where I work at in San Pedro, there's the Thomas, the bridge is where one of the directors, he jumped off his, you know, he was one of Kirk Cameron's brother who filmed the movie Top Gun. He used to live over here in the LA in the Long Beach area, and he committed suicide. It's a really urban legend, you know. And also Turbos Canyon, Turbos Canyon is a canyon. It's a driveway. It goes 20 or 30 miles. There's been a lot of paranormal stuff, UFO sightings. There used to be an asylum. It burned down. There was a plane that crashed and killed a lot of the kids. Portals to hell, dark entities. I mean, just a mixture of a lot of weird stuff. A lot of green orbs, like, going around the hills. And every time you try to be close, trying to get it, it's further away. There's a lot of weird stuff, you know?
Yeah. Wow. Well, there was a program that's made here in the UK called Most Haunted as well. And the host of it is a lady by the name of Beth Field, and literally lives about 2 or 3 miles from where we're sitting right now. Because Gaz isn't here with me, but he is next door. He's my next door neighbor.
Yeah. They basically go around all the different, haunted places, and they film live. And then there's a spooky noise, and they're all live on camera. They go to all these haunted places and see where they can experience all this sort of haunted nature. And we said we would do that locally. We want to do an outside broadcast, an OB, as we would call it. Let's go and do an OB. We'll sit in this haunted hall, and we might stop overnight in a room or whatever. And actually, you know what? If we did have a paranormal experience, we could then talk about it on the podcast. I mean, how cool would that be? That would be fantastic. Yeah.
I love, man. That's something like it's something to talk about. Talk about paranormal and ghost stories.
Yeah.
100%. Hey, we're down with that. 100%, we can do that all day long.
Yeah, definitely. There'll definitely be a part two to this. We'll get you back on. And like you say, if you want us on your podcast, we'll be
there. I'm ready.
Definitely. No, we appreciate that. We appreciate the offer. Thank you very much. So that just leaves it to me then to call time on this episode. Thank you for listening. Quick shout out to Big Titty over in Oklahoma there, friend of ours from the Titty and Shana show. Still not on the mend yet. He had the Rona and he's developed into pneumonia, but he's getting there and he's fighting it through. So God bless you. We're all keeping in our prayers that you stay safe. And everybody else out there, you stay safe too. Take care.